At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
We're going to go back in time, way back. Going to take you to Sean Diddy Combs on the Conan O'Brien show in 2002. Because the interview is, I don't know. What would you call it?
Awkward.
Awkward.
Well, awkward. I mean, it was fine at the time. And I love Conan. I think Conan is one of the most underrated comedians out there. But you can feel some cringe from Conan.
Yeah.
He's a very bright individual. I mean, he comes across as kind of dumb sometimes, but that's intentional. He
sure.
is a very bright,
yeah.
genius level comedian. And I think Diddy made him a little uncomfortable, and he just kind of tried to cover, kind of gloss over it. Like my guest just said something a bit awkward and strange,
uh-huh.
and I'm just going to make a joke about it because we need to move on and I don't yeah. really want to dig.
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
We're going to play it for you here in a moment. The resurfacing of a disturbing interview from Sean Diddy Combs has fueled an already heated legal battle surrounding his recent arrest in the bombshell development. Combs was indicted, of course, in racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking charges, accused of using his fame to orchestrate illicit activities for years. The charges have been met with strong public reaction, further intensified by his comments from a 2002 interview with Conan O'Brien, where he made unsettling remarks about his infamous parties. The interview, which aired on a late night with Conan O'Brien, featured Combs detailing his approach to throwing a great party. When asked about the key ingredient to hosting, the Bad Boy Records founder stated, "Women, beautiful women, of course, beautiful men for the ladies, of course." He continued, "We need alcohols, some water. I don't know if guys have noticed this, like a lot of ladies drink water at parties. So if you don't have what they need, they're going to leave." When his initial comments appeared relatively harmless, the interview quickly took a dark turn. Combs then added, "Got to keep them there. You need locks on the doors," which O'Brien uncomfortably responded, "This is sounding kind of dangerous now." Combs admitted, "It's a little kinky," before delving deeper into his party hosting advice. Let's take a listen to that interview.
Nobody, you're legendary for the parties that you throw.
Mm-hmm.
You throw a great party.
I'm a legend, baby, for a whole bunch of things.
Yes.
You know.
Huh?
Yeah. You got a live show. You got a live.
I have a live show now. Yeah. You're a killer party. What's the ingredient? What do you do to make just an amazing killer party? Because mine, I put out the Cheese Whiz. I put on the Paula Anka.
Wrong
no
move.
One comes. Wrong
see,
move.
See, you're doing the wrong things.
Wrong thing. Okay.
This is what you need to do. Women, beautiful women, of course.
Beautiful women.
Beautiful men for the ladies, of course.
Wouldn't it be better if there weren't beautiful men there? There were just a lot of beautiful women and then just the guy?
No. You have to make, there's enough ladies to go around. You have to give the ladies what they need too. You know, you have to take care of your women.
Take care of the ladies. Okay. Ladies, yeah. Gotcha. That's good.
Can't force a situation.
Right. What about?
Can't force a square peg into a round hole.
That's the story of my life, my friend.
Okay, you need that.
I wish you had told me that a long time ago.
Well, I'm here now, brother. It's not too late.
What about like celebrities? You have a lot of celebrities
here. Okay, first you have to listen. I'm giving you the menu. Okay, let's just take things slow. Okay. Okay. It's all right. He's learning.
He's learning. And I'm slow.
Yes.
I'm very slow.
Check it out. Check. This is my man. We go way back, but he hasn't told y'all that. We'll talk about that later.
We go way back.
Way back. But check this out.
When was that, by the way? we'll get to that later. All right.
Okay. Now, we need alcohols.
Right.
Alcohols.
Right. Not just one alcohol.
Alcohols.
Right. Just Whirls. Different blend. You need Blends. The ladies. You need the booze.
You need some water.
For watering plants?
No. No. I don't know if guys have noticed this. Like, a lot of ladies drink water at parties. They just, you know, so you have, if you don't have what they need, they're going to leave.
Right.
Got to keep them there.
Right.
You need locks on the doors.
Okay, this is sounding kind of dangerous now.
It's a little kinky, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Rock with me, but just
right.
Check it out. You need a lot of heat. A lot of heat.
Yeah. Heat. You mean that physically the place has to be hot?
You don't have no air conditioning.
No air conditioning. No. Why is that?
Heat affects the alcohol, and it also affects, like, you know, everybody gets a little bit more comfortable and loose. Builds up a nice little sweat.
That just sounds disgusting. What are you talking about?
Depends on the way you look at it.
Depends. Oh, people start getting kind of, it gets kind of sexy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you sexy. New word for you.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, yo. So, it didn't age very well. These unsettling comments have resurfaced as Combs faces, of course, the serious allegations. In a New York court, prosecutors claim that Combs used his power and prestige to coerce victims into participating in sex parties, which he repeatedly referred to as freak-offs. The indictment alleges that Combs orchestrated these events over the span of several years, taking advantage of vulnerable individuals. Combs, through his legal team, has vigorously denied the charges. His lawyers have released a statement saying Mr. Combs will be fighting with all of his energy and all of his might against this indictment. And all the king's horses and all the king's men can put Diddy Dumpty back together again. Despite this defense, Combs' legal battles took a setback when U.S. District Judge Andrew L. Carter denied his second request for bail. In his ruling, Judge Carter deemed Combs a danger to the community and raised concerns about his releasing would pose a serious risk to the integrity of the trial. With the denial of bail, Combs will likely remain in custody of Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center until his trial. The severity of the charges, along with the resurfaced 2002 interview, casting a longer shadow over the music mogul who had once dominated the entertainment industry with his multi-platinum records and highly publicized parties. Gosh.
So, question for you. Have you ever been dehydrated and drunk?
Well, it dehydrates you. And so you mean like dehydrate? Explain, like were you just hot outside and you're drinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation. And
no.
I feel like he knew that. That's why he wanted his parties to be hot, because people would get drunk faster.
Well, he just said that.
He totally did. But if you think about it from a medical aspect, when your body's dehydrated and you put alcohol in it, and dehydrated meaning you've been sweating because it's so freaking hot, and even though there is water, you probably aren't keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
You become inebriated quickly.
That's what he just said.
I'm buzzed. I'm blasted.
Well, that's what he wanted, so people would participate in his freak-offs and shit. If all these inebriated people, then Diddy's apparently staying sober enough to do the freak-off or whatever the fuck that means.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder if he felt, I mean, this was back in what, 2002?
Yeah.
So I wonder if he went, you know, keeping the place hot and pouring alcohol into people just isn't quite enough. I need to do something more.
Oh, I'm sure he did. It would escalate. These type of people don't just sit there and do the same thing over and over. They're going to make it more and more intense. And yeah,
exactly.
That's, you know, he's where we hear about certain bottles of stuff for certain people because they're laced and all that. Where, and I'm sure it goes much further. But no, I mean, look how predatory he is back then. And the thing is, this shit's like all in front of us. That's the funny part. I mean, fuck. I was in the car the other day and this song came on the radio. It was R. Kelly and Diddy, Satisfy You. And I just thought, like, how ironic, you know, both of these people going to be in prison for the rest of their lives for sex trafficking. And it's all right in front of us. It wasn't like they were hiding any of this. They were fucking glorifying it in music videos.
They really were. And the music industry, I would think the music industry is on high alert right now. Like, excuse me, folks. We're kind of onto you now. You know, you're hiding this stuff. These people have all of this power and control just because they're famous. That shit's not going to fly anymore.
I feel like the music industry is always like a step behind the rest of society and like, oh, it's okay in a song or it's okay in this sort of a presentation. But it's not okay in real life. Like, you know, prior to this, if we were back in like the 90s or early 2000s, looking back at the lyrics and several, I mean, it goes way back, you know, but anywhere from the 80s to the 70s to the 60s to the 50s, a good chunk of it is about statutory rape.
It is. I mean, we've talked about it. But if you want to sit and really compile the songs that are really about statutory rape.
Yeah.
And, you know, no doesn't necessarily mean no. Mm-hmm. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they stopped playing, was it Baby It's Cold Outside because of there's a suggestion of what's in this drink?
Yes. Yeah.
Blurred Lines. Mm-hmm. I love that fucking song. I was cranking that song nonstop. Well, and I remember listening to the words going, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just all of the, you know, the, I don't know, big bopper type stuff, you know, where she's just, you know, 16 or 14 or it's like, I think there was a bit on SNL or something, maybe it was Chappelle, where it's like they're listening and then like, she's just 8. It's like, right? He's like, what the fuck?
Out of her diaper.
Like, what the fuck?
Right?
Because it was, and then you had just the creepiness. There was the 80s had a ton of creepiness. One of the most creepy songs, Benny Mardone's Into the Night.
Oh.
And if you watch the fucking music video, it's even creepier because he's literally like the father, like, get away from my house. And then he's like a 30-some-year-old guy trying to get with the 15-year-old through the bedroom window. And then he gets in and they go on a magic carpet ride, literally, like carpets flying and really bad green screen. And it's just the freakiest, dumbest video I've ever seen. And just creepy when you look at the context of it, of this guy who's much older breaking in. And I mean, fuck, that was a hit song for on adult contemporary radio for 20 some years. Oh. Like, here, let me just, in case somebody's wondering what it is, Into the Night. You're going to hear it and go, oh my God. And then, yes.
Well, and take a look at Sting, Don't Stand So Close to Me. That's about a teacher who is attracted to one of their students.
Yes. Yep.
So again, it's an adult longing for a young girl.
Yeah. Really. Creepy.
Much like this song.
Benny Mardone's Into the Night. Oh, this is the fake one where it's not quite the lyric yet. And then, so this is like in the video, he's wandering the streets in his outfit that looks weirdly like it might be a prison outfit, but it's kind of creepy.
Great. Well, probably.
And here we go.
A little foreshadowing.
How old is she? She's just 16 years old. Oh, 16. Oh, that makes it better.
There you go. Age of consent in some states, not all.
Leave her alone, they say.
God. We don't know how old he is.
At the time of the video, I actually looked it up. He would have been, I believe, in his 30s. And I don't know if they were trying.
30 and 16 that's a huge jump.
Oh my God, it's insane.
A 16-year-old has not lived has not gone through what a 16-year-old needs to go through. I understand, you know, love is love. You fall
in
love
with No, it's not. Me. That's fucking rape at that age. There's no
well,
love is love.
Isn't, it depends on the state, doesn't it?
There's no place anyone should ever, at a 30-year-old, be looking at a 16-year-old going, oh, this is a great idea. We have so much in common.
I get that. Like, I absolutely get that. That's really gross and disgusting and wrong. But I...
Are you asking like legislatively, like if it's legal in places? I'm sure it is. I'm sure there are states
doesn't
that have...
Doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, there's states that have... I don't know what the ages are, but they're like lower... They're not all 18. And that's... It's fucked up. But yeah. So
well, shit, you can probably get married at like 16 down south, can't you?
It just depends. I think one state's actually like 14. But
oh God.
Yeah, I know. But there you go. Just an interesting trend is, you know, all that was in front of us back then. And I'm not saying that Benny Mardones was, you know, screwing kids. I don't believe he ever did anything of that nature. But the fucking, it's the culture. It was in our fucking songs and all of that. And
well,
I mean,
Sweet 16, wasn't that another big song?
Oh, yeah.
From.
Yeah. There's so many that were like that. But I don't know. Historically speaking, you talk about it too, and you look at it, a lot of people got married at 18. So that's literally like 2 years prior to marriage in that era of that music.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Perspective doesn't make it right, but perspective of the time. And it's amazing how much society can shift in that, that period. But yeah, we had fucking Diddy doing, you know, Holiday Inn I think R. Kelly was in Holiday Inn. But all the songs that were like that, all about, you know, getting a shitload of groupie women to show up and, or bring them in and get them drunk and have sex with all of them. That was half of the fucking music at that point in time. And everybody's like, yeah, it's like, I never saw this coming. Really?
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.